Hey, hey, welcome to the Hot Mess Express with Sandy O. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'd like to introduce my co-host, my Pixie Dust.
Hi, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
I'm excited.
I know you are. And the thing about it is Thanksgiving is every day of our life, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me, I want you to tell me what Thanksgiving, the day of Thanksgiving is to you. And then we're gonna talk about what Thanksgiving is, the day, but we're also gonna talk about being thankful every day, okay?
Okay.
So tell me what you feel Thanksgiving is to you.
I think Thanksgiving to me is spending time with my family and having fun with them.
Okay. Like what kind of fun?
Like we watch the parade and we make jokes and we just have like really fun and like I just love spending time with my family. Like I just love spending time with my whole family.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know, and don't you I don't want you to ever forget that feeling that you have deep down inside of you of how it feels to be with your family for whatever the occasion is, a birthday, a barbecue, a holiday.
Well, we really don't have barbecues.
No, I know, but we do get together and we have meals, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when we get together and have a meal together, it doesn't have to be a special occasion.
No. Just
the special occasion is us being together.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what Thanksgiving is. It's giving thanks for your life. And who do we give thanks for our life to?
God and Jesus.
Amen, sister. That's exactly what we do. Our Lord.
And our Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly who we give thanks to. He puts it all together for us. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, we have kind of a cool day planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for us, it's cool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just a simple day. And, you know, here we are. You're at Grammy's house, right?
Yeah, I'm at Grammy's house. We're going to celebrate Grammy.
And I'm Grammy.
And we're going to have some pumpkin pie, apple pecan and cherry.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
My favorite is cherry, pumpkin, and apple.
Oh, you like them all. I think that's just because you want to try them all.
I don't like pecan.
Are you going to help cook tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to help make the turkey. I'm going to help making everything. We also have macaroni. That's good.
Well, Grammy's kind of over the whole cooking thing, so Mommy's going to do most of the cooking.
And that's why you have me.
And we're coming, and we're all going to be together at Grammy's place, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to have a nice day.
Yep.
And we're hoping that Uncle Toddy has off from the ambulance.
Yeah.
Right? So he's a paramedic.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that he is able to have the day off and be able to spend it with us. And we're just gonna, so what are you gonna do when you get up in the morning?
We're gonna watch the parade at 9:30.
Yeah, I gotta check that and make sure the Macy's parade's on. And then Mommy's gonna get the turkey in the oven, right?
Yeah.
And then what?
And then while that's doing,
what's Grammy gonna do?
You're gonna
make some homemade.
Homemade, waffles.
Yeah.
And we're going to have bacon and eggs with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel blessed to have all that?
Yeah!
Yes, I know. You feel blessed. God gives you a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
When you have loving people in your life and mm-hmm. you have food in your tummy.
And my blessing is to love my whole family.
Yes.
Spend time with them.
Yep. And you have a lot, you have different families to spend time with, right?
Yeah, I got my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I got my Grammys. Mm-hmm. I got my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
I got my great-great-great-grandma.
You have two great-grandmas.
Uh-huh.
You have a great-grandma on your dad's side.
Uh-huh.
And you have a great-grandma on...
Grammy side.
Right. My mom. Yep. Gigi, right?
And her family, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you call daddy's grandma?
Great-great-great-great-great.
No. Lord of mercy. You don't have all that. What do you call her? Grandma? What do you call?
Great-great-grandma.
Great-grandma? Okay. Well, I think the main thing is that we feel blessed, right?
Yeah.
With all the people who love us in our lives.
Yeah.
And all the things that God provides us with. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you have 9 days off of school for Thanksgiving. I mean, come on now.
And that's the best part.
Yeah.
Duh.
Exactly.
Because I get a chill.
That and dessert.
Yes.
So, Pix has had her hot cocoa, which is like chugging a chocolate pixie stick. And Grammy's had a few glasses of wine, so we're all relaxed, right?
Yeah.
All right. So.
And then we're going to hop into bed and watch a Christmas movie.
Yeah, what do we watch? Oh, we watched the classic Home Alone today, right?
Yeah, and then we also watched this one movie. It was really fun. And Grammy thought it was a little too crazy.
Awful.
No, it wasn't. It was crazy.
I didn't think it was crazy. I just thought it was awful. Some kind of Muppets movie thing, but I liked the Home Alone.
Yeah,
so what are we going to watch tonight? Do you have an idea?
The Home Alone 2?
I don't know. We'll see about that. I'm kind of rooting for Guy Fieri, but that's not Christmas.
No.
We got to find something Christmas to watch.
Christmas-y.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Since it's about to be Christmas.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? Because I just feel in a very thankful mode.
I mean,
I do every day. I mean, do you feel thankful every day?
Yeah. We still have to do our Betty Petty moment and then talk about Thanksgiving Day.
Well, we did talk about Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have our Petty Betty.
All right, go ahead.
Ding, ding,
we had
ding. Teddy
with Petty Betty moment.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding.
Go ahead. What's your Petty Betty?
Well, I have to think about mine. You go first.
All right. Well, honestly, my Petty Betty moment
is ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. Of the day, ding, ding, ding. Of the day, ding, ding.
My Petty Betty moment is when people think that they can lie and bullshit you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any time for that. I mean, I just don't want to deal with that. And I think that's what our energy has to be tuned into. But I also know that we have to be kind to people. And we have to understand people. Right?
Yeah.
But we also have to know when to cut the toleration off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so my Petty Betty moment is when I'm at the playground at my school and I go on. We have this thing that one person can go on. And it's like a spinny thing. And we spin off of it. We like spin around on it. I don't like when people push me off. Like they turn me around and then push me off it. and then so they could go on it. I just get really mad at
them. So is this thing that goes around, is it outside on the playground?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's something you got to hang on to?
Yeah, it's like something you have to hang on to, and then like it spins you around, so you have to like push yourself, and then it like spins you around in circles. Then once it starts to slow down and you get to like the edge where you got it on it, and then you just swing back around. And then I don't like when I go back there, people just take like grip my hands off it, and then like I fall.
Well, don't let anybody be touch you. But let me tell you something. That sounds like something that terrifying thing that I went on when I was a kid. Exactly what you just described. It sounds exactly what we did when I was a kid. I'd be anxious to see. I'm going to come over to your playground and you're going to show Grammy. I'm going to see if that's the same thing that we went on. And we used to, people used to spin us and we'd fly off that thing. Oh, Lord.
It's like, it's in the air, and what you do, it's like, pretend this is it, right here. Okay, so it's right here, okay? I hold on to it, and then I go, woo, back up, and then, that's what happens.
No, that's not what happened to us. I'll show you what we went through.
Because anyway. That's what people do. They have like this. They grab my
So people are drink. Just kind of trying to be daredevils and stuff on it?
Yeah. And they want it to themselves. Like, that's why I don't like to go on it. Sometimes when it's just me and my friends, there's three routes. There's one, then two, then three. So me, Isabella, and Taryn, we all go on it, and it's so fun because we, like, swing around it, and then when one of us gets to the black part, we spin each other back around.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
it is. Well, you'll get back to school, and you'll be able to do all that.
It's only when I have art and library.
Okay.
And that's really cool.
Well, I want to be able to wrap things up here for our Thanksgiving and be able to just spread our joy. You know, we have to be able to spread our joy in our heart.
Before we wrap this up, Grammy, can we talk about what we're thankful for?
Sure, yeah. Tell me what you're thankful for.
Well, I'm thankful for to spend time with my family and see my cousin and go to school, see all my friends, see all my teachers, and it's just so fun because I have a lot of friends there.
Well, and that's very, very important. And I remember when the COVID happened.
I don't go to school.
Right.
And it took some of my learning off, so.
And also, it didn't give you a social life with your friends, you know, and that's, we need that. We need to be out with people. We need to be able to laugh with people, hug people.
And we used to wear masks. We couldn't breathe. We had to stay in our houses. We couldn't even go outside.
Yep.
Every time we have to go outside, it has to be to go to the store, but we have to wear masks. And I just stay in my house and do nothing but watch TV. And
well, we all kind of did that. I mean, it was, everybody was doing that, you know. It wasn't just you. It wasn't just me. It was everybody. And, you know, things are changing now. There's nothing, there's no such thing as normal.
There's a new pandemic coming.
There's always going to be a new crisis.
Yes.
There's always going to be something that's going to get the public hyped up and,
like COVID.
There's always going to be a new
COVID was over, but we still have another pet.
COVID's not over. It's like the flu. It never gets over. But what we can do is do our part, right, as human beings. And we can be able to try to get back to some type of normalcy with friendships and being with people and, you know, showing our love. Sometimes we have to show our love and kindness in different ways, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say happy Thanksgiving to everybody and that we are grateful that everybody is listening and that we love you and that we will definitely see you next time, right?
Yeah, and if you go to school, you know how I used to be. Did your parents show you this? You know how I went last year, locked up in my house. You know how I feel without no friends.
Everybody, it's not that you didn't have friends. It's just that you weren't able to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like that. It wasn't just you. You know, Grammy explained that to you. Everybody went through a lot of, you know, tough feelings inside, not being able to see their friends, you know, and do the normal things that we could do. Go to the, like you, go to the playground, go to the library, go to school, you know, and then Grammy had things that she couldn't do. But you know what? That's changing now. And we are getting back to some kind of normalcy.
Yeah.
So let's be grateful for our lives and our relationship with
God.
Yep. And our understanding of other people and their feelings and being grateful for just who we are, you know? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Have a wonderful day tomorrow. And actually have a wonderful day for the rest of your year.
Yep.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.